So, you've heard what Radio 2RPH is, you've discovered how we came about, but what can you expect to hear when you tune in? On this track are some short excerpts from our program schedule. For a start, daily readings from the major newspapers.
With the cooperation of the publishers, your radio reading service, 2RPH, brings you the Sydney Morning Herald. Here's today's presentation team.
And it's good morning from me. My name is John Arkay. Joining me in the studio this morning is Kathleen Quarry and Peter Webb. Welcome to you, Kathleen.
Thank you, John, and welcome, listeners.
And welcome as well to you, Peter.
Hello, John. Hello, everyone.
We start, as we normally do, with the front page of today's Sydney Morning Herald. There are four headlines. Hockey under fire from all directions. Two, champion jockeys under investigation over illegal bets.
The Daily Telegraph, presented by your radio reading service, 2RPH.
The time has just gone 10 o'clock, and it is with the cooperation of the publishers that we now bring you today's Daily Telegraph. Our readers in the studio this morning are Kathleen Quarry and Peter Webb. We start, as we normally do, with the front page. There is one headline. He's not a killer. Medich's wife defends husband over McGurk charge. And with that story, here's Peter Webb.
Clementine Cuneo writes, the wife of millionaire property developer and alleged murder mastermind Ron Medich yesterday lashed out at charges.
From your radio reading service, 2RPH, The Australian. Now here are today's presenters.
And my name's Noel Castley, and with me today is Ali Laurier. Good morning, Ali.
Good morning, Noel.
And Ron Ogier.
Good morning, Noel.
We'll start off with page one, and here are the headlines. Property tycoon charged with masterminding murder. Power blame game heats up. Labor at war over electricity prices as... To RPH takes you behind the news with expert opinion and commentary on the big news of the day. Background on the people making news, political analysis, happenings in the world of art, culture, entertainment, and much more. From the pages of today's Sydney Morning Herald, The Australian, Daily Telegraph, and Australian Financial Review, it's Features Forum. And here's today's Features Forum presentation team.
Thanks, Noel. Good afternoon, and welcome to this afternoon's presentation of Features Forum. And I must say, it's a pleasant Thursday afternoon, the 28th of October, which means that November is only a blink away. I'm Colin Grayson, and with me in the studio this afternoon is your reading team of Marion Dixon and Jamie Thompson. And we'll be with you through the afternoon, bringing you the news behind the news from the features, the opinion pages, and the columnists of the four daily newspapers. I've just been having a little look down our running sheet and some of the stories.
Articles from the most popular magazines.
It's time. Time Magazine. This is Graham Bunyan letting you know.
Want to know the latest about our Australian stars of stage and screen, as well as amazing true stories? Then join me, Lorraine Crane, for Woman's Day, every Tuesday afternoon at 5:30 p.m.
This week on News Scientist, international efforts to preserve biodiversity are not up to the job. How climate change could flatten cities.
Hello, I'm Jeanette Ward, a long-time reader and devotee of The Guardian Weekly. It includes articles from Le Monde, The Washington Post and The Observer.
And information programs for people with a print disability.
Hello, I'm Stephen Jolly with a reminder of Talking Vision, our new program from Vision Australia. Talking Vision can be heard on 2RPH every Wednesday afternoon at 2 o'clock.
For all the news, views and issues relating to those with sight impairment, be sure to be listening to New Horizons, New Horizons is presented by Blind Citizens Australia.
Are you visually impaired or do you have a learning disability? Or maybe you know somebody with similar difficulties. If so, help is at hand. Quantum Technology offers scholarships for all ages across a range of print disabilities. To find out if you're eligible to apply...
As well as a wide variety of entertainment.
Saturday night is the loneliest night in the week.
Hey, you're still way off the mark, Frank. Saturday night certainly won't be the loneliest night if you choose 2RPH for your special company. Included in the great entertainment lineup is Showbuzz, 8:30 p.m. All that's new in theatre, movies, musicals, concerts.
Tune in to Junior Journal every Saturday at 6:30 p.m. for jokes, fabulous facts, stories.
Hi, I'm Colin Stevenson and I present the program Limelight for 2RPH from the monthly magazine of the same name. It's the perfect way to get acquainted with what's happening in the arts and entertainment scene.
Whether you fancy a ferret, love a Labrador, or you are captivated by a kitten, then Companions for Life is your sort of program. On Sundays at 5:30 p.m.
Then there are book readings for adults every day, Monday to Friday.
RPH Australia presents Mrs. Polifax on the China Station, written by Dorothy Gilman and read by Lorraine Crane.
Episode 1. Mrs. Polifax sat in Carstairs' office with a cup of coffee in one hand and a sandwich in the other, her hat an inverted bowl of blue felt with such a cockeyed twist to its brim that Bishop guessed it had been frequently sat on and squashed.
RPH Australia presents The Good Soldiers by David Finkel, published by Scribe in 2009. The reader is Lee Sales. Many listening tonight will ask why this effort will succeed when previous operations to secure Baghdad did not. Well, here are the differences. George W. Bush, January 10, 2007, announcing the surge. His soldiers weren't yet calling him the lost cause behind his back, not when this began. The soldiers of his who would be injured were still perfectly healthy, and the soldiers of his who would die were still perfectly alive.
And well-selected children's books, Monday through Saturday.
The Magician's Nephew by C.S. Lewis. Chapter 1. The Wrong Door. This is a story about something that happened long ago when your grandfather was a child. It is a very important story because it shows how all the comings and goings between our own world and the land of Narnia first began. In those days, Mr. Sherlock Holmes was still living in Baker Street and the Bastables were looking for treasure.
RPH Australia presents Finch's Island by Judith Worthy. The book is read by Michael Bushby.
Escape at dawn. The night before the escape, Finch was too excited to sleep, which was just as well, because he had to be awake at dawn. It was still dark when he slid his hand under his pillow to check that his sheath knife was there. He had put it there last night so that he would not forget it. Finch lay very still, waiting for dawn. As soon as he could see the shapes of the wardrobe, his desk and chair, and his dressing gown hanging behind the door.
But there's a lot more for your enjoyment, entertainment, and information.
Tune in to 2RPH and enjoy the greatest variety of radio programming you'll ever hear. In Sydney on 1224 AM and 100.5 FM, and in Newcastle and the Lower Hunter on 100.5 FM.
You're listening to 2RPH, your radio reading service.